You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Braves spring training continues. Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, some guys are injured, some guys are coming back. That's just day after day, really, when you talk about spring training and guys getting ready for the season. But let's start with some good news for this Braves team, or the future Braves team, and that is Ozzie Albies getting in his first game action of the spring on Thursday and looking good. Singling, he scored a run as well. How excited was he just to be on the field playing in a game again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, yes, it was certainly nice for him to throw straight back into the action. Getting that leadoff single, getting a ball hit right to him in the first thing. But, you know, the big thing is you go back to that moment, September last year, where he takes that check swing and fractures his elbow. You don't really know exactly not only how he's going to physically react, but I think the greater concern for me was mentally. You know, how hesitant would he be with his swings? And we haven't seen it. He entertained a few fans with that quote he gave me yesterday when I said, so, you know, you weren't hesitant. He said, no, I just went out and let it eat, you know, when he went out there and swung with a bat. But, you know, hey, look, he's a 20-year-old kid that's has many years ahead of him, and he doesn't think about things like that right now. Maybe that us older guys worry about. So, yeah, he's healthy, and you know, looks like he'll start the year in AAA. And you know, I do expect he'll be in Atlanta at some point this year. What does that mean, you know, for Brandon Phillips? You know, let's see how Phillips plays throughout the year. And but I'd say, you know, if you were asking who's going to be the second baseman at the end of the season, I think he's going to be looking at Ozzie Albies there.
Knowing that he's going to start the season in AAA, how much game action will he get throughout the spring before he eventually makes it down to the minors?
You know, I just because he's starting late, I could see him maybe even going all the way to that exhibition game against the Yankees in Atlanta. They'll probably take him out there, let him see the stadium, you know, enjoy that moment on March 31st, and send him back to minor league camp at that point in time. But, you know, I think that he'll be able to get enough at bats here in camp. And on those days, maybe he's not. Maybe he gets a few plays in a sim game or something like that here and there to maybe make up for some bats. But I do expect to see him there, stick with the club, you know, throughout most of spring, probably all the way to the end.
A prospect that's a little farther away from the major leagues than Ozzie Albies is Austin Riley, but still a player that the Braves are high on. And Chipper Jones has worked with him in the past, I guess, Mark, but at spring training again, another chance to work with him. And it sounds like Chipper's a big fan of Austin Riley.
No doubt. You know, the first guy that told me about Austin Riley was Bobby Cox about 2 years ago. He came down here for instructional league. I think that was 2015. And I, you know, talked to him a week or two later and said, "What'd you like?" And said, "This Austin Riley kid." You know, that was basically the start of it. Everyone else started talking about him at that point. You know, he coming out in that year's draft, he was a lot of teams were looking at him as a pitcher. He's a big body kid that, you know, he had that capability to be a pitcher. But the Braves sent Greg Walker out. He was scouting at that point in time, let him see him play for a weekend. And Greg said, "You got to get him as a hitter." And I think, you know, it's obvious already that was the right choice. You know, he did struggle last year the first half. He had five times more strikeouts than walks. But the second half, that ratio was down below three, and it hit 17 homers there down the stretch after the All-Star break there in the South Atlantic. But, you know, the test will come as he progresses, but it's good to see that, you know, Chipper's kind of working on that mental aspect with it and talking to him about, what do you look for in plate approach? How do you prepare? Little things, just, you know, the techniques are there. The athleticism's there. He's losing some of that baby fat. He's going to see some better mobility there at third base. And, you know, I think that it's going to be interesting to see how quickly he comes. As Chipper said yesterday in that story, hey, look, this guy might be the guy protecting Freddie Freeman within the next couple of years. So Chipper certainly thinks that he could come really quickly.
Yeah, and Riley currently ranked number 13 in the Braves system, but that's a Braves system that's loaded with high-end talent. So not all top 30s, according to MLBPipeline.com, are created equal. Being in the 13 in Atlanta means you're likely in the top 10 pretty handily in any other system in the major leagues. All right, Sean Newcomb has been reassigned to AAA, something that was going to happen at some point during the spring. But in his brief time pitching with the major league club, Mark, he looked really good.
No doubt. You know, last week he pitched in Tampa. The line wasn't pretty. 4 runs in an inning and 6 hits, I believe it was. Tyler Flowers is catching that game. Basically, say, look, don't just look at that line and expect it, or you know, take that for exactly how he pitched. He said, you know, some of the young guys he faced were, you know, jumping on some pitches that you wouldn't see some other major leaguers attack. He did leave some pitches up in the zone, but what we saw from the other day, that command of that fastball, confidence to use both sides of the plate. That's kind of the guy that was the 21st ranked prospect this time last year overall. He slipped in MLB Pipeline's rankings to number 8, but he's got he's still pretty young, and I think it was very important for him to have an outing like that before he went back down to minor league camp to stretch out, you know, just from a confidence standpoint, given what he did experience last year in a few great league games and then last week against the Yankees.
Yeah, and the full line for that final outing versus the Phillies was he went 2 innings, he allowed a hit, he struck out 4 along the way, looking very good.
And 3 of those were looking, so that was a key.
Yeah,
right there.
Exactly. All right, on the injury front, Dansby Swanson dealing with a sore back. A.J. Minter also injured, nerve inflammation in his left forearm. Obviously, Swanson's going to grab the bigger headlines. Just a few days off, is that the expected recovery time for Dansby?
Yeah, you know, this was as of this morning. Talked to him, said he was going out to do some more fielding drills. Once they start doing that, you know, they're just a couple of days away. I mean, look, if this was April 10th, he'd be playing. It's March 10th. There's no reason for him to be out there. So I'm guessing he'll be back out on the field early next week, probably Monday. As for Minter, he played catch without any pain yesterday. Now the key will be once he gets off the mound, it, you know, has a different extension. Is it still the same way? So, you know, that'll be the key moving forward. But so far, so good with Minter. The one thing that you have to remember is this is not a product of or lingering effect from Tommy John surgery. This was just something that, you know, just developed. He thinks he just kind of tried to impress early in camp and, you know, put himself in a bad position and, you know, inflamed some nerves there near the top of his forearm.
One more for you, Mark. We talked about Newcomb and how he looked in his last outing, and Lucas Sims actually on the mound right now as we record this podcast, not faring as well against the Mets in his first start of the spring. But overall, when you think about the young pitchers that are going to be likely or have a good chance to be on the opening day roster, has anybody stood out to you in the early going?
It's good to see what Newcomb and those guys have done. Obviously, those guys aren't – this next wave is not quite ready. You know, Max Fried has probably stood out as much as any prospect. You know, he's never pitched above the A-ball level, but you can see why he's going to come quick. I mean, you know, maybe this year's a little bit too optimistic, but I'd say, you know, at least by the gang of camp next year, we're talking about him bidding for a rotation spot. He's healthy, and he's got that big curveball. You see why he's draws comparisons to Cole Hamels. And, you know, I'd say he's the one young pitcher who's probably stood out amongst everybody. But when you think about it, a couple of years ago, you had Jason Hirsch and Lucas Sims at the top prospects. And now, you know, both Hirsch has already been cut, and really, you know, Sims really doesn't even get talked about around here anymore. That's just, you know, that's not necessarily just a knock against them as much as it is just proof of the amount of pitching talent, better pitching talent that they've added over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's an impressive stable of young arms, and we're going to see them more and more. It's good to see them in the spring, but we'll see them down the road as well, and we'll track them through the minor leagues this season as well. Thanks a lot, Mark. Great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras Braves Edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.